This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Leftists crack me up sometimes, and they crack me up most of the time, to be honest with you, because they're so insane. I'm going to give you a story here in a second. It's mind-blowing. This person is a governor of a big state, Gavin Newsom, and he has recommended one of the dumbest things I have ever seen. And look, folks, there's a litany of things you can pick from. This has got to be one of the dumbest. And what's interesting and good is it highlights leftism. I love when these stories highlight leftism. Welcome. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. The part of the story, I'm going to be reading this story. It's from Town Hall, but it was all over. I just happened to stumble upon it on Town Hall. And here's what they write. Just when Californians thought they were getting a break from high gas prices, they shot up again, hitting $7 in some areas. Now, we all had that little bit of a drop, right? We all felt it. It was like, whoa, I went to the grocery store, to the gas station and went, whoa, what just happened here? It had dropped like to $3.89, the gas I normally use. Still way higher than Trump, by the way. But dropped down. And my mindset was, well, at least we're headed in the right direction. I don't think we'll ever get back unless we get rid of Joey Demento and his team. We're never going to get rid of high gas prices. They want to kill the fossil fuel industry, period, because they're too stupid to know that the fossil fuel industry cannot die. It cannot die. If you kill it, you're killing everything that's down the food chain. You're killing all the other stuff. But anyway, after it went under the $4 mark for me, and this was premium, it shot back up. Suddenly, it was much higher. It was $5.50-something cents a gallon. And I went, whoa! I mean, it happened like within a few days. And I don't know how you got where you were. You know, what was the moment that gas prices shot over $5? And I'm not talking about, I don't live I live in the Phoenix area, so it's not like we got the highest gas prices. California was $7. One of my friends who has dual residency, sad for him, he goes, Kev, we were out in California, my wife and I, checking on our property. It was over $7 a gallon. What? This is a conversation I had like a week ago. So it's over $7 a gallon again in California. Well, Gavin Newsom, idiot that he is, a guy who actually believes he's got the juice to be president, he called for an emergency session of the state legislature, get this, to propose a tax that will impact what he deemed, I'm using, this is an actual quote, the greed of the oil companies. I'm calling for a special session to address the greed of the oil companies. Gas prices are too high, Newsom tweeted, adding, time to enact a windfall profits tax directly on oil companies that are ripping you off at the pump. Now, see, this is the Democrat strategy. They don't want you to believe that it's their fault. It's not Joe Biden's fault. It's not their fault for following Joe Biden's policies. No, this is just a flat-out ripoff. It's a cabal. It's a conspiracy amongst all the retailers and all the gas companies that are all raising their rates simultaneously. It has nothing to do with good business practice or the supply chain or any of the disruption caused by Joe Biden when he decided to kill the fossil fuel industry. Something, by the way, he promised to do. The national average for fuel is about $3.89. It was $2.38 when Trump left office. California is seeing prices almost 64% higher than the rest of the country. Good. They say, however, Newsom's claim that the high gas prices were simply a result of greed gave an opening to mock for his lack of awareness. Gas prices in Florida or half the price of California? Why is it that only California with $7 gas right now? Governor DeSantis press secretary asked. A gallon of fuel only sets Floridians back about $3.22 due to DeSantis' gas tax holiday that drove prices even further down. Here's what somebody else wrote. Only an economically illiterate Democrat would think enacting yet another state tax on petroleum companies will bring about a decrease in gas prices. LOL. You couldn't make up this level of stupid if you tried. Let me explain what that person is saying. Not that you don't know, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, because you're brilliant people and you do know this stuff. But let me just tell you what he's saying. He's saying, just like with the cigarette companies who said, when the lefties came out and said, we'll get them, man. We'll give a 50-cent tax on cigarettes. And then the miraculously, when it was enacted, the cigarette companies' price of cigarettes went up 50 cents. And they did it again. And again, and every time they did it, the price of cigarettes went higher and higher. Now, you can get dope cheaper than you can get cigarettes. You can get crack cocaine. You could get a joint for less than you can get cigarettes. I mean, you can get marijuana. And illegal, I mean, well, now it's legal in many cases. It's unbelievable. So Gavin Newsom, pass along another tax. What does he think the petroleum companies are going to do? These oil companies. Think they're going to take, that doggone Gavin Newsom, he put us a, what do you call it? I don't know, a greed tax. He put a greed tax on us of 37 cents a gallon. What should we do? I don't know, said the board of directors. Or maybe they go, well, okay, gas price in California just went up 37 cents. Now, on to the next thing, on to the next item on the agenda, because it's that quick. And what are the retailers going to do? They're not going to just jack it up 37 cents. They're going to respond. If other people jack it up 37, maybe they will. But so most of these guys will go, you know what? I don't know what I'm going to pay my taxes on it. And I realize that you know, things are going to be happening that people are going to get mad at me. But I'm probably going to not get as much gasoline sold because the price is higher. So I better raise it even higher so I can maintain my standard of living. That's what happens. That's how people do this stuff. It's not rocket science. But to the Democrats, they think this kind of stuff is going to work. As I said, they have no idea on economics, any of them. Because they play with other people's money all the time. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I talked about this the other day when I heard the announcement that Don Lemon was going to be off of primetime and he's going to a diluted morning show. Welcome back, folks, or welcome, I should say. Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Don Lemon was the biggest hack. Here's the deal. Don Lemon got his job on Affirmative Action. He's a good-looking guy, totally gay, a complete queen. I don't care. Don Lemon started out as a moderate, stupid, but he's a moderate. And what's funny about guys like Don Lemon is they try to come off as if they know stuff, but see, let me tell you a little bit of inside baseball. They don't put their shows together. It's a bunch of little people behind the scenes that put the show together, and all Don does is read it. And in reading it, he never got anything deep. He never understood what they wrote for him. He just accepted it. And of course, as his ratings continued to drop, he looked for anything that would keep him alive. It was like, okay, well, this will save me. Okay, this will save me. Well, perhaps this will save me. And that's what he did. But I'm telling you, he got worse and worse and worse. He would try to make, I remember when I was on his show with, what's his name? He was assistant professor. Talk real fast. But anyway, black dude. They would try to make me look stupid. And I would be like, you guys do realize that you can't do that. You're not going to make me look stupid. But it was around Ferguson. Now, when CNN, before I became a Fox News contributor, I got invited to CNN. I met Don personally in the green room. He tried to appear very reasonable. The segment we did, it was on something, some black issue. And he had all the lefties on there. I was the only voice of reason on the show. Maybe it were two of us. But I was the most boisterous. And at least at that time, Don would at least say, let's balance it. And I thought he was doing well. But then he went on the dark side. And everything Trump did, everything conservatives did was bad. Everything else somebody else did was good. And he was not challenged at all. And I sent a note after I got my fatwa from Fox where they wouldn't let me on. I sent a note to his producer and said, look, I think I could add a lot of flavor to Don if he just had somebody who was an intellectual contrarian who could debate him and at least have him get the audience back. Whether they hate it, I was okay to be hated on CNN again. I used to get a lot of hate mail when I come off of CNN or MSNBC. I'm okay for it. But she goes, well, Kevin, we're taking the show in a different direction. And I wrote her a note and said, yeah, off the cliff. And she did. So the other day, last week, it was his official, it's the end. We've shared so much together, and oh my gosh, it was so much fun, and I lasted for 8 years. And all I could think was, I am so glad you're gone. So glad. What a pathetic show it was. Remember when he and Chris Cuomo would come on and just do they were trying to save each other's shows. And it wasn't working. Oh, that's right, folks. Chris Cuomo, he's gone too. He's been relegated to a network owned by Dan Abrams, an NBC guy. And where Dan Abrams got the money, probably Soros, to put this together. But Chris Cuomo, he's still making a lot of money. I heard he's making $1 million a year. But it's a far cry from the $7 million he was making. Don Lemon should be scared. I hope his boyfriend has a lot of money, because that guy, you know, he got a demotion and he got a pay cut. He can no longer carry his hour-long show. I've been tweeting him, too. I've been telling him, you should have changed direction. You should have been telling the truth. You should have been doing things the right way. And you know what? You might have lasted. But he became so vitriolic and just a different person. Look, I'm not going to dwell on it. I just want to read to you some of the comments that people made when they found out on his last show. And I could go from the highest to the lowest. So here's what they say. Goodbye and good riddance. You're so humbled by the opportunity you were given to anchor the morning show. Ha! You were demoted. Plain and simple. Here's another one. And you know, we played this clip. Watch an interview he did with a British scholar after the Queen's passing. He was speaking of reparations as a result of colonization by the British Empire. He didn't stand a chance. She left him speechless. He had no quick comeback. Anyway, she's apparently glad he's gone. Anyway, here's another one. She says, CNN is giving Don Lemon juice the slow, hard, and painful exit out the door. Sorry. He'll be the next copy boy and water cooler manager. old Don Lemon is another guy. T-squared. Old Don Lemon. There may not be a more sad human being walking the earth. And it's not about him being sad because he's black or gay or a terrible journalist or being so unliked. It's about his DNA. He says the very fabric that makes an unhappy, mean, vile, un-American person trying to relate to people that see right through him. Instead of getting this pathetic voice in the evening, now the very few people that watch CNN will get this quack in the morning. Can't make this stuff up. I love this stuff. Oh, man. Another guy says he's so biased, political hack, lies and manipulated the news, made so many mistakes, glad he's demoted. Let's see. Says the only reason he's still with CNN is because he checks two boxes, flaming gay and black. Therefore, he can't be fired. Wow. By the way, I agree. Let's see another one. Oh, this was me. I put, Lemon is a hack. CNN knows it and did the world a favor. 8 years of drivel. And his audience was the size of a junior high play. Yeah, that was me. I'm glad I got in there. So, and there were some people that were, laugh all you want, he will resurface making more money than you and me. He hasn't resurfaced. He, let me tell you this. I will bet you money. I will bet you Don Lemon got a pay cut. He didn't just get promoted off his show. I bet you they called his agent. Now, if he's under contract, they'd have to honor it. But what I'll tell you is, at the end of his contract, whatever it is, one of two things is going to happen. Don Lemon is either going to be go the way of the ghost, as that guy said, he'll be out of here, or he will be told, you're going to take a dramatic pay cut that essentially will be a slap in the face and make him wish that he was going, you know, going to take a pay, going to leave. Here's a couple people that agreed that wanted him. They said the right is finally having their way, turning our free press to state-run media like Fox News. We had nothing to do with it. It was Don's inability to have a good show.
Jackson Radio Show.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer sentiment is slightly higher this month. The University of Michigan's early reading for October edged up another point after hitting its all-time low in June. However, more Americans remain gloomy when it comes to the outlook for inflation. Speaking in London on Friday, UK Prime Minister Liz Truss speaks about replacing the country's finance minister after his plan to cut taxes sent their currency plummeting in value. Nevertheless, Prime Minister Truss says the mission remains the same.
My priority is making sure we deliver the economic stability that our country needs.
GM says it'll halt production of the Chevy Corvette at their Bowling Green, Kentucky plant next week due to supply chain issues. The plant was shut down for the same reason in late August and lost production in April and March of this year. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Joe Biden is a boat anchor for the Democrats. I do mean a boat anchor. People are looking at this man going, what in the world? I mean, you couldn't pick... Okay, Barack Obama was the best thing that the Democrats had. The best... He represented everything they wanted in a candidate. He got 8 years, 4 years legit. He got 8 years, and at the end of it, he was an unmitigated disaster. He doubled our national debt. They give him credit for all this stuff that he did with the economy. Yeah, if you go back and you look at it, I talked about this the other day. You go back and you look at it, he bought his way to lower than mediocrity. I mean, when you spend more money than all the white guys before you, going back to all throughout American history, and that's all you got to show for it, shame on you. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. So fast forward, we get a president who comes in, and he's a rock star. That would be Donald Trump. And what do the left do? They say, he's too good. We got to get rid of him. He's making us look bad. This is like a union job where they tell the kid who's working hard, hey, slow down, kid. You're making the rest of us look bad. Do you see the way the union works? There are five guys for the one job needed. Why are you trying to be a hero? I know this is a fact because I've had union guys tell me this. And you know what's sad about it? Some of them go, look, I started out, you know, gung-ho, wanting to go do my job. Because by the end of it, I watched everybody else. I went for it, man. They're not happy about it. They know it's the wrong thing to do, but they go, look, man, that's just the way it is. You can fight the system or you can say, I'll go along. And it gets to the point where the money, it's just worth just going along. Don't rock the boat. Why make your life miserable? There you go. And folks, it's sad to say, that's the majority of people. That's the majority of people. So, Joe Biden, worst president ever to follow anybody for that matter, but certainly to follow Trump. And even in living on Trump's the muscle memory of Trump's policies for a year, Joe Biden still managed to torpedo the economy. He torpedoed our foreign policy. He torpedoed our energy policy. And I could go on. This guy is so focused on making everything gay and everything black and Latino or minority and transgenderism that he's missing the big picture. And guess what? The Democrats are going to pay for it. Whether they pay in the midterms, they pay in the general, the presidential election of 2024. Joe Biden's going to pay for it, and the Democrats are going to pay for it. And I'm going to make these predictions again. Joe Biden will not be the Democrats' nominee. Kamala Harris's career is over. Whoever they shoehorn into this next deal is going to get bludgeoned to death because things are not going to improve over the next 2 years. I even hope there are parts of me that go, you know what? Let the Democrats have the House and the Senate again. Let them have it. That way we don't have any excuses for not getting anything done. Because with Joe Biden as president, why would you want to be involved with that? Former Defense Secretary Robert Gates said this of what was Vice President Biden at the time. This was his memoirs of a Secretary at War. They released this in 2014. He says, I think he's been wrong on nearly every major foreign policy and national security issue over the past four decades. Nothing much has changed since Gates made this statement. He served as director of the CIA under President George H.W. Bush and later as Secretary of Defense under George Bush and Barack Obama. The writer of this article said, cancellation of the Keystone Pipeline in June of last year has positioned the U.S. from a net exporter of energy to tapping the caverns of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. And do you know Joe Biden spikes the football when he says, we went into the Strategic Petroleum Reserves? This guy's gone into the SPR, that's what they call it, more times than all presidents combined now. Why? Because of his feckless energy policy that has us paying in California $7 for gas and across the nation over $5. $2.38 is what you paid for gas when Trump left, and he had to bring that down from Obama's number. Remember when Obama was president? Gas prices shot up too? Don't forget that. Donald Trump brought that down, along with unemployment. And you know what he brought up? He brought up our GDP. He brought up our morale. He brought up your ability to invest in this government, in this nation, because you were spending money. You were finally, you felt freedom to say, you know what? I can actually plan my business. I can plan a vacation. He took trillions of dollars out of the government. Out of the business. He got government out of the business of capitalism, and he unleashed the capitalism, and people were coming to this country in droves. Chairman Ma, a guy that runs a Sprint, he put billions of dollars, multiple people, steel plants reopening. He said, we're going to bring critical infrastructure back to America, and doggone it if he didn't do it. And you know what the Democrats did? They said, this guy is proving that he can do everything he said. We need the Chinese to torpedo this economy, and they unleashed the Kraken, which is a relatively harmless virus. But then they made sure we all panicked over it so they could spend close to $7 trillion fighting something that, quite frankly, was little more than a flu bug. And we fell for it. Many of us fell for it. Take the money. Do what you need to do. We did all kinds of crazy crap. But now we got Joe Biden. We're energy dependent. He goes on to say this. The mullahs of Iran have recently taken to brutal suppression of what began as women protesting, enraged by the death of Mahsa Amini for violating hijab rules. They killed this woman because she didn't wear her hijab. He goes on, he says, in strategic disconnect, Biden has missed an opportunity to address the Iranian people forcefully to express support for their desire for, you ready for these two words? Human rights and regime change. Donald Trump had Iran on the run. He had their money was so devalued. It was 1/6 its value when Trump had them at their height. They're running out of water. Nobody could do business with them because of the sanctions. They weren't going to be able to finish a nuclear program. He says instead the White House is seeking another agreement to limit Iran's nuclear aspirations, to believe that adventurous Iran will not cheat and continue to develop and enrich fissile material is a willing suspension of disbelief, to use the words of Samuel Taylor Coleridge. Elsewhere in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, caught somewhere between a pariah and a vaunted partner of America since 1931, is sticking it in Biden's eye by raising oil prices at a time when inflation is ravaging the West. Although the Department of State lauds the kingdom as the largest client of foreign military sales with numerous other collaborations, the relationship is sorely disconnected from this happy talk. In the meantime, Saudi Arabia is lining up with Russia in the increase of oil prices. In Asia, there's more confusion. In spite of a firm policy of strategic ambiguity about the United States' defense of Taiwan, Biden perplexed the world in September by saying that the U.S. would militarily defend Taiwan were it attacked by China. This means the U.S. would risk a nuclear war with China over a Mandarin-speaking island 100 miles from mainland China. Or does it? He says on Friday, Biden's confusing reference to the prospect of Armageddon required clarification by the White House, which indicated there is no evidence that deployment of nuclear weapons is imminent. While the words of former Secretary Gates are aimed at foreign and national security policies, on the domestic front, we also see misguided actions that have backfired and are disconnected from reality. June of last year, a capitulation to the progressives has positioned the U.S. from a net exporter of energy to tapping the caverns of the Strategic Petroleum Reserves. Now, we've already talked about it, but it bears repeating. Joe Biden's policy of undoing Donald Trump's successful policies are all you need to know. This guy's a clown of the first order. Why would you do this? Look. I get you differ politically in ideology on certain things, but if we're a net exporter of energy, why don't you take that and say, okay, now let's build a sound green energy policy now that we can export energy out. Let's start really looking at this. Why don't you call in all of the people that produce this energy and say, okay, guys, how are we going to do this? How are we going to transition so that nobody loses? All you guys that have invested in oil and you've kept us, you saved the whales, you saved the forest. Now we need to invest together so we save your infrastructure and we do this strategically. Did he do that? No. He demonized the fossil fuel industry. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Joe Biden wrong on everything. I don't need to tell you this. You know it. You live it. But Defense Secretary Robert Gates, who released the book Memoirs of a Secretary at War, talked about how Joe Biden was wrong on nearly every major foreign policy and national security issue over the last, not one, not two, not three, but 4 decades. In other words, he can't get anything right. He's had a long time to be a failure. Think about that, people. We're not talking about an ingenue, somebody who just got into politics. This is a guy that has had time to really look things over, almost five decades, and he can't get anything right. How sad is that? I mentioned this the other day on the show. Totally wrong. Nothing has changed. Joe Biden has ruined America's energy policy. We have to, because this is what I do, but we have to dissect these things. But look at our energy policy. Look at where we are today. We just talked about it. This is a travesty. Joe Biden got handed by Donald Trump the thing that the Department of Energy had been searching for since 1979. We have spent billions and billions of dollars to become energy independent, not dependent upon foreign oil. One dude comes in 4 years, actually does what none of these other clowns, Republican or Democrat, were able to do, hands Joe Biden the keys to the kingdom on energy policy. And you know what Joe Biden did? He, like a meth head tweaker, he tore it apart and put it back together, and there were parts laying all around him, and he goes, I don't know why it's not working. I don't know. You think Hunter's the crackhead? Shoot. Joe Biden, I don't know if you know much about meth addicts, but they stay up all night because they like to work on stuff, but they don't get anything right. My goodness. This guy has screwed the pooch on everything. And you know what's funny? Now I want to do a picture of Joe Biden essentially begging the Saudis for oil. There's a story. We'll talk about it more. He supposedly asked the Saudis, please don't cut off our oil supply through the midterms. Is that something you would believe? I'd believe it. Please don't cut off our oil supply because that'll make me bad. It'll be tough for my people to get elected. These people will strategize to get themselves elected, and they are the worst policymakers. They are the least effective policy doers on the planet. I just told you, Donald Trump came in, and from 1979 to the year 2016, or say 2020, nobody had done anything to lessen our dependence on foreign oil. We have squandered more money with the Department of Energy. Just go look at the numbers and see how many billions and billions of dollars every year we wasted. How many employees who were all supposed to be laser focused on solving this energy problem, and we didn't. And one guy comes in and says, you know what? I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do some fracking. We're going to open up some leases. We're going to do the pipeline. We're going to do this and that. And then we're going to slowly migrate towards green energy. And we're going to do it sensibly. There's nobody that would sit down and look at Donald Trump's policy and say, that's not sensible. I mean, it's completely sensible. To the tune where we were exporting oil to other countries, which, by the way, was keeping Russia in check. Go look at Russia's GDP during the time of Trump and what it is during the time of Biden. Donald Trump had Putin begging for buttermilk. But what does this clown come in, Joe Biden? He comes in and he ruins everything. And I'm only talking about oil. We haven't even gotten into the idea that the guy has us in at the brink of global nuclear disaster. They talked about declining approvals for oil and gas drilling by the Bureau of Land Management came at the worst possible time. Yeah. Joe Biden said what he was going to do. They go on to talk about why he's wrong on everything. The Biden administration has never fully owned up to the causes of inflation, which it called transitory, blaming it on oil, commodities prices, Russia's war on Ukraine. He's done nothing to write the narrative of progressives, who this guy writes, demagogues who incite and say that greedy corporations are behind inflation figures. Yeah, folks, it's the greedy corporations, the same corporations that were charging gas at $2.38 a gallon under Donald Trump, who, by the way, had gotten gas prices down from the Obama era. Don't forget, folks, Obama had gas prices into the $5 a gallon, and they were happy. Democrats want fossil fuel stuff to go through the roof. It said, in monetary economics, it's well known that increasing the money supply, in other words, printing money, while output is basically finite, meaning there's nothing that's warranting us to start printing money. You have to have an increase in productivity before you say, let's put more money into circulation. They said, is a fundamental cause of inflation. And let me put this in numbers. If you print $7 trillion and you don't back it up with some actual people working, which we have people paid not to work, you can't be successful. They said, while estimates vary, an accepted figure would seem that about $5 trillion, okay, $5 to $7 trillion, it's among friends, was injected by Biden and Trump administrations. Don't blame Trump. Trump got chumped into putting trillions of dollars into the economy based on WuFlu. That was a Democratic scam. And just think about it this way. The Democrats colluded with the Chinese to get Trump to print money so we could fight a disease that is not fictitious, but the fictitious outcome of it that the Democrats contrived. It's the most deadly ever. And now what are they saying? Fauci still had maybe the next one will be more deadly. They want us in fear so they can keep printing money. We keep going in with worse inflation. How about this? How about we go into hyperinflation so none of our money's worth anything? So we go into hyperinflation. Are they going to be happy then? They said this. He writes this. No economy can withstand that kind of stimulus without inflation. And as I've often said, go back and look at Obama. $10 trillion this sucker printed. They called it quantitative easing. What a nice little name to put on. We got to help this brother, you know, prop up the economy because people will know him for what he really is. He spent $10 trillion and barely moved the needle. It saved America. Well, I hope it did, considering you doubled the debt. I hope it saved America. Now we've added another, I think it's closer to $7 trillion. What they're saying is it didn't all go to WuFlu. Well, whatever. We've added another $7 trillion of fictitious, funny, phony money because we have another knucklehead in the office. And they want, these guys are spiking the football. They said the Biden administration's record on immigration and student forgiveness of federal debt are also disconnects. 2 million illegal migrants were apprehended at our southern border in 2021. But by one estimate in the Washington Post, 1,000 people entered the U.S. illegally per day. Now, Kamala Harris said the border is secure. How could you? I mean, I'm not even going to get into Sister Girl. Look, this is what these people want to happen. They, I don't know if they want us to just, you know, go to insurrection. It seems like they do, especially when you look at January 6th and that farce. But what are these people thinking? They go on to say this. Finally, student debt forgiveness recently announced by the White House estimated cost between $469 billion to $519 billion by Penn Wharton. So this is Wharton University. Is not only inflationary, but it penalizes those who diligently repaid their debts. This is the classic modus operandi of Democrats. Penalize the people who do it by the book, who play by the rules, and give something to the cheats, to the people that have their hands like, give me some, please, give me some, my man, give me some. Hey, man, you got $5, man, you got $5. Throw me $5. I'll hit you back tomorrow. That's how crackheads borrow money from you. Come on, cuz. Give me $5, man. Give $5. I'll hit you back. That's the way Democrats are. They're crackheads, except these crackheads don't even bother to beg. They just take it. They've gotten nothing right, folks, these Democrats. Don't expect them to get anything right. Now it's all tricks on how they can try to steal the vote for the next election.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.